Have you ever noticed how the big airline stories that actually matter to the people working the line rarely make the front page? I'm Tower, and this is ATIUS on Radio Hangar. Today we're talking about a contract that just changed the game for tens of thousands of flight attendants at United Airlines. Before we get into it, today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge Coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So here's what happened. United Airlines flight attendants have voted to approve a new contract, and United's chief executive officer Scott Kirby is calling it a breakthrough. He's not wrong. This is a deal that has been a long time coming, and the language Kirby used is worth paying attention to. He didn't just sign off on it with a corporate press release. He publicly praised the flight attendant workforce, calling out their contributions to what United has become. Now, why does this matter to you? You might be thinking, I fly a Cessna 172 on weekends. What do airline labor contracts have to do with me? More than you think, let me explain. First, the state of airline labor relations is one of the single biggest indicators of where the industry is headed. When airlines are flush enough to offer breakthrough contracts, it tells you something about revenue, about demand, about the overall health of commercial aviation. And when commercial aviation is healthy, general aviation tends to benefit: more fuel availability, more infrastructure investment, more political will to fund the national airspace system. The tide lifts all boats, or in our case, all aircraft. Second, this contract is part of a broader pattern. We've seen pilots at every major carrier negotiate significant pay increases over the past couple of years. Now, flight attendants are getting their turn. Mechanics and dispatchers are watching closely. What you're seeing is a fundamental repricing of labor across the entire airline industry. That repricing eventually flows into ticket prices, which flows into how the traveling public feels about flying, which flows into the political conversations about aviation funding that affect every single one of us who files a flight plan. Here's what you need to know about the deal itself. The details are still being parsed, but what we know is that it was substantial enough for Kirby to use the word breakthrough and substantial enough for flight attendants to vote yes. That's significant because labor negotiations at this scale are adversarial by nature. When both sides walk away using positive language, it usually means the deal moved the needle in a real way on compensation, work rules, or both. Kirby's public praise is also a strategic move, and I don't mean that cynically. United has been on a campaign to reposition itself as the premium American carrier. That requires a workforce that's bought in, not just showing up. You cannot deliver a premium product with a demoralized cabin crew. Every pilot knows this. The flight attendants are the face of the airline for most passengers. If they're unhappy, the passengers feel it. Now let me connect another dot here. United has been expanding aggressively. They've been taking delivery of new aircraft, opening new routes, and building out their hubs. All of that growth requires staffing. And staffing requires competitive contracts. This deal removes a major uncertainty for United's expansion plans. If you're watching airline stocks or thinking about the industry's trajectory, this is a stabilizing event. For those of you who fly professionally or are considering an airline career, pay attention to the ripple effects. When one carrier sets a new benchmark, the others have to respond. We saw this with the pilot contracts. American and Delta couldn't let United's pilot deal stand unanswered, and they didn't expect the same pattern with flight attendant contracts across the industry. Southwest, Delta, American, they're all going to face pressure to match or exceed what United just agreed to. The headline doesn't tell the whole story here. The real story isn't just that a contract was approved, it's that the relationship between airline management and labor may be entering a different chapter. For years, the dynamic was adversarial, sometimes bitterly so. What we're seeing now, at least at United, is management publicly acknowledging that the workforce is the product. Kirby praising his employees isn't just good manners. It's a business strategy, and frankly, it's overdue. One more thing worth noting: the timing matters. We're heading into the peak summer travel season. Having a settled contract with your flight attendant group heading into the busiest months of the year is exactly where an airline wants to be. No labor uncertainty, no threat of disruptions, just a workforce that has a new deal in hand and a busy season ahead. This affects you if you're an airline passenger, obviously, but it also affects you if you care about the aviation ecosystem as a whole. A stable, well-compensated airline workforce means fewer disruptions in the system, which means fewer cascading delays, fewer air traffic control complications from irregular operations, and a smoother national airspace system for everyone, including those of us flying general aviation. This one came from the team over at AeroTime, and it's the kind of story that deserves more attention than it usually gets. You can find more at RadioHangar.com. I'm Tower. Fly safe out there, and if you see a flight attendant this week, maybe say thanks. They just fought hard for that contract.